Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Today, I'm going to explain how to help Parkinson's disease with lymphatic system detoxification to reduce the buildup of cellular waste like Lewy bodies, which are really affecting these cells in Parkinson's disease. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow. This is key to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to help improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I have been helping clients to improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006, and everything I published then is coming true, that cellular waste is really creating many of our health problems like diabetes, insomnia, Parkinson's, even Huntington's disease. I coach people around the world. Many people don't understand the lymphatic system. Most people don't even know they have one. So if you have a serious illness and you don't understand the lymphatic system, you can do a lot better by talking with me for a few minutes, and you will see you will have a new understanding of your health problem and how you can help it. Sorry. At the first signs of any neurological problem, the first step is lymphatic system detoxification, and I want to explain that. Most neurological problems have been have a contributing factor of cellular waste. This is known. When someone has ALS, they know that the nerves become hard. They become fibrotic. They don't function anymore. In many other diseases, that same thing is happening, like foot drop, when someone has a foot that can't be held up anymore because of the nerves and muscles. The nerves in that leg become very hard. So waste is really devastating our nerves, and even in Parkinson's, it is the same thing, Lewy bodies. So what is Parkinson's disease? The disease is named after James Parkinson, a British physician who published the first detailed description of the condition in 1817. You know, you see a lot of people on TV, Michael J. Fox, boxer Muhammad Ali had the disease also. So Parkinson's disease, or PD, really is a long-term degenerative disorder of the central nervous system that mainly affects the motor system, how we move. The symptoms generally come on slowly over time, and early in disease, the most obvious signs are shaking, rigidity, slowness of movement, and difficulty with walking. Thinking and behavioral problems may also occur. Now, dementia becomes common in the advanced stages of the disease. So you can see how it's more than just affecting one thing. The cellular waste is building and now affecting how we think. Even depression and anxiety are also common, occurring in more than a third of the people with PD. They also may have things like sensory problems, sleep, and emotional problems. Again, even sleep disturbances have been shown to be from cellular waste, B-amyloid plaque building in the brain. So tests have even shown that of the substantia nigra part of the brain, several other and other brain regions show neuronal loss and Lewy bodies in many of the remaining nerve cells. So again, when we have a lot of cellular waste, areas start to die. And the goal is really to reduce the cellular waste that is creating inflammation. Since it gradually develops, most people have many years of dealing with the disease. And I feel you can make those years much better by learning how to maintain and detox your lymphatic system to help remove a lot of that cellular waste and inflammation, to help improve the areas around your cells. And the lymphatic system is really important, because in 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. Again, lymphatic vessels are everywhere in the body, but they've always said there are no lymphatic vessels in the brain. Well, now we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection. And the lymphatic system must remove cells from our body. And again, if it's not working, then our brain, our nerves can fill with cellular waste. So before I tell you what you can do to help Parkinson's disease, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of lymphopractic, work that I developed over many years to help reduce inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste in the body. And I do this in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it really is simple. We put you through a few sessions of lymphatic system drainage. I see this over and over again. I treat many different health problems, and all I do in my office is I activate the lymphatic system over a series of weeks. I educate the people on how to balance their pH in their body and some supplements that they might be able to take to reduce inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste, and I've seen many health problems change. But the only thing I'm doing is activating their lymphatic system. I'm improving their sewage treatment plant in their body. I'm making detoxification work better. Now, if you don't live in Scottsdale or if you don't live in Arizona, you can fly in and see me. I work this out with clients where you come in for a week. We prepare you the week before at home, and then you come in for a week, and we put you through a series of sessions, and it makes a very big difference in your life. You first feel good, then you go through a little detoxification, feeling a little detox reaction, and then you feel a little better. But it's the idea that we're creating waste to move out of your body, and it first makes you more toxic. So the thing is to keep it moving through your body. So again, if you're not here, I also coach people around the world, and it really does make a difference in your life. Most people don't even know they have a lymphatic system, so when you start maintaining yours, you will see your life will change, and it'll make a big difference. All right. So the goal in Parkinson's or any brain-associated health problem is to reduce inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste by improving natural detoxification. And really a big part of that is knowing, are you acidic, are you in balance, or are you alkaline? So if you haven't checked your saliva and urine pH with pH test strips, you need to do that. It really is a very simple, most health food stores have it. I like a test strip by Voxa International, V-A-X-A. Just put that in your browser, Voxa pH test strips. They're sold all over the place. But they're a very easy to read test strip. Many that have two strips on them are not, I just don't see them very accurately. It's very hard to read, especially those little strips of litmus paper. So once you know if you are acidic or not, it's important to understand that we need to balance the body. We need to incorporate things to break down waste to improve circulation, and then we need to improve lymph flow. And these are all things that I talk about in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, again, published 2006, 11 years ago. But it was groundbreaking science then, science that was missed in medicine. And truthfully, here we are many years later, 11 years later, and this information is still missed in this idea of health and disease. So if you're at your doctor's and they're not talking about the lymphatic system and how you can use it to naturally clean your body to help extend your life without, getting complications, then, you have to start learning about this. And that's where I can help you. So there are simple things that only you have control over. And we really have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. We're making ourselves toxic on a daily basis, but we really don't understand the need to do it on a daily basis. We think about doing it every few months, but really it has to be simple things. What can we do to help detoxification on a daily basis? So we need to know your saliva and urine pH. We talked about that. And really, when we're acidic, our body is not cleaning. It's so important to understand that. It constricts. Our lymphatic system constricts. Our veins may constrict a little bit, and they can't even pick up waste. So the idea is to make the body more in balance, slightly alkaline, about 7.2, and then the body can naturally give up more waste. So another thing we have to think of is medications. When you have Parkinson's and you may have had other problems before, you may have taken blood pressure medication, these medications affect us, especially when you're taking Parkinson's medications. You're taking a few of them, and they can have a devastating effect on your health, even though they're trying to help you. A new study from researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham shows that Parkinson's disease and medications to treat Parkinson's have distinct effects on the composition of the trillions of bacteria that make up the gut microbiome. And the microbiome is really just where your good and bad bacteria live. But it's been known since the early 1900s that if our bad bacteria outnumber our good bacteria, we start getting sick. So it's so important to understand that we really have to take probiotics and think about things that help our good bacteria survive. So what are you eating? That's one thing we have to look at, right? We really don't think about that. What type of foods are you eating? Do you know if they're acid or alkaline? So diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity and inflammation in the body. So we want to eat things that are more, you know, alkaline, fruits and vegetables. We want to limit grains, pasta, bread. We want to eat less red meat. You know, a little more fish, turkey, chicken. And there should be days when you're only eating maybe fruits and vegetables or just vegetables for 3 or 4 days. That's what we need to clean to help our body start to become good at natural detoxification. Now, preliminary but promising evidence indicates that high doses of coenzyme Q10 at levels of 1,200 milligrams a day may be beneficial for Parkinson's. So you want to make sure you're taking CoQ10 with a meal, with fat, because that's the way it gets absorbed best. Now, curcumin is the key ingredient in turmeric, and turmeric has been found to reduce inflammation in many health issues. So look into curcumin. Omega-3s have been shown to help the brain. And again, we get omega-3s from fatty fish, cod, salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines, anchovies. You can eat flaxseeds, flaxseed oil, nuts, and avocados. But one of the most important things we need to look at are our systemic enzymes. Enzymes are really what's in our food and help break down our food when we don't cook it. Once we cook food, we have no more enzymes, over 118 degrees. So systemic enzymes, one that I like is called Fibrenza, F-I-B-R-E-N-Z-A, and it really is just a way to sort of break down waste in your body, and you take them in between meals. Take a sauna or Epsom salt and baking soda baths or foot soaks. A recent study showed men in Finland who took 4 to 7 saunas a week had a 66% less risk of getting dementia, meaning taking saunas, you know, was improving circulation in these men. We have to think of posture. If you have Parkinson's, you're pulled over. We really have to make an effort to stand straighter, because once we start to pull over, we actually limit lymph flow in the body. Deep breathing. Every time we take a deep breath, and we want to always take 2 at a time, take a deep breath in. That made my back crack taking that deep breath, and that improved circulation in my spine and in my brain. So deep breathing, sit and take 20 to 30 deep breaths. Maybe start with 10 if you're very sick, because we don't want to improve too much detoxification. You'll feel sick. And lymphatic drainage sessions are really so important. We need to really manually move the lymph system to actually help to create a tsunami in the body, and that tsunami really helps to pull waste out of the body. We need more magnesium in the body. Magnesium is so important, and are you drinking enough water with minerals? If you don't know what foods are acid or alkaline, go to my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. You can get there with a short URL, lymphman.com, lymphman.com. And you'll get on the bottom, there is a link for an acid alkaline food chart. If I can help you understand how you can improve how you feel and think by improving your lymphatic system, contact me at the osipinskihealthacademy.com. Again, lymphman.com will get you there. Next Thursday's show will begin on helping hard to lose weight. When you are just cannot lose weight no matter how much you try, even if you stop eating, you're still just losing some weight. I'm going to explain that. And again, 2 studies have linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels, and that was found in 2005. So if you're having problems losing weight, we're going to address that. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic systems makes a difference in your life. This information can really help extend your life and quality of life when you have Parkinson's. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.